Mr. Ehrlichman.
Yeah, John, I'm just reading the memorandum with regard to the grand jury thing. Have you talked to Mitchell about it?
No, I haven't. I thought I'd better clear with you first.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what you might have been talking with him about.
No, I haven't talked to him about it, no.
I'll give him a call tonight.
Fine. Well, your thought is it isn't a question. I mean, the delay is one thing. I think in terms of reconsidering whether we go ahead with it, of course, is something else. That's something that has profound implications.
Sure.
You know.
I understand. It just occurred to me today as I read the pleadings.
Yeah.
That there was a possibility that we could get the kind of an adverse finding on the merits.
Yeah.
In this.
Right.
Hearing that we really ought to have a chance to take a look at. If we once launch that grand jury and then get an adverse ruling from the court and stop it, then I think we've got a bad face on.
Well, what does it really get down to? If you delay it, does that mean the Times goes ahead and the temporary restraining order apparently applies for 4 days only? Is that right?
It expires by its terms Saturday at noon. Or 1 o'clock.
So they'd go ahead and print.
They'd print the Sunday edition anyway, regardless of what the grand jury did.
Yeah. I'm not too concerned about what they print now. The point is, you don't want to have an adverse.
I don't want to appear to be calling off a grand jury in mid-flight.
Right, right. That makes a lot of sense. Well, have you talked to Mardian about it?
No, I'll give John Mitchell a call. And
whoever you think is really in charge, you know, you might call
right.
And chat a bit about it.
All right.
I agree with you. It's important not to have an adverse court ruling right in the face of all this. But
I'll get his estimate.
We have to go, naturally, we have to go forward on the, one way or another, on the, not only on the Times, but on the person who... obviously, the FBI thing can go forward, I understand.
Right.
That is going forward, isn't
it? Right. That's very vigorously underway.
But don't you have to... Now, on that, does that require a grand jury, or how does
it... It would, you see, but there isn't any reason why they can't go ahead and finish their investigation and then convene the grand jury on Monday instead of on Thursday. And then you'll know what the court did on the TRO.
In effect, let the Times go ahead and print.
Sure. If we get an adverse ruling. I think the chances are that the court will grant an injunction pending a trial on the merits.
Yeah.
Or he'll extend the TRO, one or the other, but that's just a hunch, because the issues are very complex. I'd be very surprised if he could dispose of them Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, they are complex, I know. Yeah. All right, well, you...
I'll talk with him.
Sort of talk to John.
Right.
Kick it around. Okay.
Fine.
Thank you.